I'm Rona Tarrant. Texas and six other states are suing the Trump administration, seeking to end a program that's temporarily protecting young immigrants from deportation. It's the latest twist in the legal wrangling over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which allows certain people brought to the U.S. illegally as children to stay and work. The suit includes Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia. It argues that President Obama exceeded his authority when he created the program. 17 states are suing the Trump administration over plans to scrap Obama-era rules on vehicle emissions. The suit challenges an EPA decision in April to declare U.S. vehicle emissions and fuel efficiency rules through 2025 not appropriate. California Governor Jerry Brown announced the suit's filing in Sacramento, accusing the EPA of breaking the law and putting children at risk by boosting asthma-inducing tailpipe emissions. Thousands of demonstrators joined a general strike in the capital of Puerto Rico on Tuesday to denounce planned austerity measures. Police fired tear gas and pepper spray to end a tense standoff with some protesters who'd gathered to oppose school closings, university tuition increases, and potential cuts to pensions and other benefits. The protests come as the island rebuilds in the wake of Hurricane Maria. Three U.S. bishops and other religious leaders have sent a letter to the House Ways and Means Committee, urging it to give a high priority to the enactment of the Child Welfare Provider Inclusion Act of 2017. The Act protects child welfare providers from being discriminated against by federal or state government entities due to the provider's religious beliefs or moral convictions. The letter was sent at the start of National Foster Care Month in May. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.